Columbia. Columbia Pictures presents a Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer production, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. An airliner takes to the sky beyond a section of freeway where two men are speeding along in a black sports car. The man in the passenger seat's preparing to eat a burger.
Hey man, what is this, having a picnic, shit in my car, man?
Please, man. I'm not getting my sex at home. Don't deny me this.
What are you talking about? You sleep with a beautiful woman every night.
I'm married. That's what married means. It means you sleep together, but you can't get none. Why don't you watch it with all that shit, all right? Hey, look. Where's your cup holders?
I don't have one.
You mean you don't have one? $80,000 for this car and you ain't got no damn cup holder?
It's $105,000 and this happens to be one of the fastest production cars on the planet. 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, sweetie. This is a limited edition.
You damn right it's limited. No cup holder, no back seat. Just a shiny dick with two chairs in it. Oh, damn. Sorry.
The dropped food makes the driver pull over quickly.
Get it. If you see, I can't get down there. You got an engineering floor up in here. My shit ain't going down up in there.
Go. Titty, titty, strutty, strutty.
Come on. Come on.
You know what? I ain't your wife to be cleaning up after your little filthy. You watch my hand, okay? My shit can't get down there. And when it does, it gets stuck. Now, what do you come up with? You got this shit.
Nah, you gonna get that fried.
Listen, okay,
this ain't no goddamn Denny's. Don't eat in my...
I wouldn't be buying no shit from Denny's anyway. I don't like the way we've been treated.
Hey, bitch, eh?
Let's gank these foods. Yeah, you ain't interested in the damn fry. You all up in that.
Get out of the car, man.
Shit. Damn. What are you wearing, 350?
Out the car now.
All right.
Okay. Let your way.
All right, hold on.
Now this is some funny
Stop.
Shit. Let me tell you how bad a day you're having. Right now, you're jacking a couple cops.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a stand-up comedian. And I suck.
That's why I need your car.
Hey, look, now, I ain't no Wesley Snipes. I just hang out with stupid-ass friends and drive stupid-ass cars that attract a lot of attention.
You know what? I need to jump over this car and smack you in your peasy-ass head. That's what I need to do.
You want something bad enough? Come get some.
The two cops overpower the men.
You like that shit? Wesley Snipes, passenger 57.
Now let's hear one of those jokes, bitch.
Bad Boys. An airliner flies low over a sign that reads Miami. A series of aerial views of the coastal city at sunset. Tia Leone, Checky Cario, Teresa Randall, Marg Helgenberger. Nesta Serrano, Julio Oscar Mecozo, Saberio Guerra. Anne Thompson, Kevin Corrigan, Michael Imperiolo, and Joe Pantoliano. Music by Mark Mancina. Impressive skyscrapers jut up into the darkening skies, and train carriages roll by on an elevated railway. Rooftops of the city's tallest buildings to an unmarked van on the move. Inside, a man wearing a police uniform addresses his black-eyed companions.
What do you think, guys? Looks like the real thing.
You remember your assignment?
Yeah, I'm the decoy.
Yes, you are.
The uniformed man is shot and falls from the van.
Hello, police. I just saw something terrible. A policeman shot on South Miami and First Street.
Help, please. All units, officer down.
A police helicopter.
All units in the vicinity, respond and identify.
A number of marked police cars screech to a halt by the man's body, while the chopper circles overhead. story by George Gallo.
This is Air Unit 2. We've got a full perimeter.
Officer down. We need additional ground units.
The chopper's searchlight cuts through the night.
Air 3, roger. Suspect or suspect unknown.
Someone wearing night vision goggles.
Gentlemen, it's clear.
Directed by Michael Bay. A sign reads, restricted access, police helipad. A blowtorch is lit. The black-clad gang, each of them wearing high-tech goggles, have penetrated the area, and one of them works to remove a panel from a huge air conditioning unit. The panel's pulled aside.
Red sign.
Lighting head-mounted torches, the men enter the structure.
We're in.
You got 20 minutes.
Elsewhere, a police officer watches a small television, ignoring a bank of security monitors behind him.
Goddamn, Taco's gonna kill me.
Members of the gang are expertly abseiling down the inside of a ventilator shaft, while another is using a circular saw to cut through to an electric conduit. Via the conduit, a machine hacks into the security system, and the guards' monitors blink with static momentarily. Some of the gang are still on the move as the location of the guard's desk appears on a laptop.
Clear. We're in.
As a gang member sneaks up behind the guard, an air conditioning vent is pushed aside somewhere. Two men clamber out and progress hurriedly to a barred cell protected by a heavy chain and padlock. The padlock's sprayed with something to freeze it, and it's then shattered with a blow from a bolt cutter.
Move your ass, we've got 6 minutes.
Okay, ready.
A sled-like device is loaded with silver-wrapped packets.
Ready to fire. Go!
The sled is then sent rocketing through an air shaft to where another gang member drops the packets down a chute. Relay continues.
Go!
Finally, the men ride the sled, hurtling through the tunnel to rejoin their accomplices at the van, which is now loaded up with the silver packets. An explosion destroys the hacking machine, and the security monitors reveal the empty cell. The sun rising above the city, then one of the sports car cops fumbling for an alarm clock as he wakes in his bedroom. His wife lies next to him as he stretches.
Did you have sweet dreams? You're so nasty.
You always saying you want quality time. Well, right now I got the time and you damn sure got the quality. Come on, now.
You know what it is? I can't remember the last time that we fell asleep together.
Oh, baby. Baby, it's my job. It's what it requires. You know I'm a better cop when I get some in the morning. I feel lighter on my feet.
But you're gonna have to keep it in your pants, baby, because I hear three little brunettes coming down the hall.
Let's go. You gonna leave me here like a humping dog.
The black sports car pulls up outside.
Dad, at school, people say I look weird. They say my ears look funny.
Boy, your daddy has that same problem. I got the ears, but you know what? That's just, they just out there for you to listen to people's problems. You're an angel. These are your wings. Flap, flap, that's all.
James, stop. Would you take them off?
Boy, your ears are better for you to listen to. And don't let me have to come out of school. I'll rest the pistol.
Uncle Mike's in the house.
What's up, Uncle Mike?
Partner, what's going on?
Quincy, check it out.
What?
Hey, girl.
Oh, don't kiss me, Michael. I know where your lips were last night. Move.
Uncle Mike, did you have a date last night?
Dinner. Let me tell you, boy, now this girl was no.
Hey, don't you go telling my son none of your sleazy sex stories.
Oh, no, I only tell your husband my sleazy sex stories.
Well, I don't want him knowing about him either. Gives him ideas.
Why are you putting me in this, man? I'm with my babies. Yeah. Okay? Thank you.
Hello?
You gone, girl?
Man, no problem.
Bam, bam,
Mike takes the phone.
Yeah, you're on the mic with Mike.
My daddy wipe your mouth?
I think you mean to say, get our asses down there, please, Captain. Maybe not.
Soon, Mike and his partner, Marcus, have arrived at police headquarters.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Francine, what's up?
He's down there. He's looking for you. He's been in better moods.
Damn.
Get it done, goddammit.
Welcome to our nightmare, boys. See this? What's wrong with this picture, huh? Remember this room? These slats, they look familiar, don't they? It was these silver packets. They looked like bricks. Little red tags on them. Not so high. All that heroin. Gone.
This was our career bust, which is what, $100 million?
Gone.
Oh, this is bad.
Got that right, Detective.
Hello, Allison. Well, you guys know Captain Sinclair. Internal Affairs top watchdog.
Oh, you know, I'd actually take that as a compliment if I didn't know you so well.
Excuse me, but if you two want to get personal, I could step out with my boy.
There's nothing personal going on here. I'm just doing my job. I mean, I love knowing that one leak, one headline could turn this nightmare into a media frenzy.
That's not going to happen. We're going to get the dope back before that ever happens.
Good. Why don't you start by looking right here? Because this had to have been an inside job, and I'm going to find out about it. Sanchez, Ruiz, you guys are late.
So they put this in for toxic drug fumes.
Yeah, this was a brilliant design. This was really intelligent. I like this.
I didn't ask how he feels. I said, what did he see? What does he know?
Uh-huh. Where were y'all last night, man?
Listen, why don't y'all just have your cousins bring the shit back and we can all get some sleep, all right?
We were gonna do that, but you know what happened? We came up with a problem. Your mama snorted up all the
time. Oh, why did
mine? All right, you two, get over there. Oh, Fee's gonna be all right, but he's got nothing to tell us.
So they kill a decoy, it empties the station. Very smart.
But they don't kill a real cop because they know they had a whole force on their ass.
This was your case, you're back on it. Sanchez, Ruiz, you back them up with whatever they need. With whatever they need, shut your mouths.
All right, but now wait a second. It was Carrera's drugs in the first place, right? But it couldn't have been him because he was killed in prison. What about the rest of his crew?
The rest of those idiots don't have the precision to do this, but just in case I'm wrong, you guys check them out.
Yeah, they'd have been up in here with Uzis, splashing O.F.E. all over the place.
Takes a lot of brains to pull something like this off.
Big cojones, dude.
The hell are you talking about cojones?
Cojones? It would take me a month to explain to you what cojones is.
You're in Miami. You don't know what cojones is.
Guys, ho! Hey! We got nothing. What's the matter with you? We've got nothing. The guy who pulled this off knew what he was doing. Ruiz, Sanchez, find out who installed the ventilating system, okay? Do that now.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, so is your mama's bed.
This could definitely be an inside job. Don't rule it out. The way I see it, we got 72 hours before the FBI and the DEA walk in here and shut us down, and we're gonna be the bad guys. The politics demand that somebody take the rap for this, and it's gonna be us. Just do what you do, only faster.
Jojo! Yeah, you still a chemist, right? Cutting drugs and shit like that, huh?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that, man. I'm out of the drug business.
You know something.
No, you don't know nothing.
No, I just said no to drugs. That's it.
You said no to drugs.
I'm
what
rubber.
You into, Joe?
Rubber. Check it out.
You're selling tires, huh?
Yeah.
So you don't know nothing. Just Jojo don't know nothing, huh?
None. I know tires.
All right. You're we'll telling me the truth, right?
Would I lie to you?
Real soon, Joe.
Would you lie to me?
Hey, you driving.
Next, Mike and Marcus enter a boxing gym.
Yo, man, it's a waste of time.
Oh, come on, man. I keep telling you, in Max's line of work, she definitely gets the 411. Maxie. How'd I know I was gonna find you up in here? Listen, Max, we gotta talk. Is there someplace we can go?
Yeah, equipment room.
Behave yourself.
Oh, I'm cool.
In Mike's absence, Marcus emulates the local boxers with some clumsy shadow boxing.
Listen, I need some help again.
So what else is new?
Marcus attempts to bench press a heavy weight, but gets pinned beneath it.
Oh! Some major, major ill shit happened down at the PD. A lot of heroin involved, there's gonna be a lot of cash involved, and there's definitely gonna be some jolly young men running around who want to party.
What do you need?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who will talk to you that won't talk to me.
You mean customers?
Listen, I'm not asking you to get in any wild shit. You know, just call me if you hear something.
I think I will call you.
Mike finds Marcus furiously hitting a punch ball.
What the hell are you doing?
Trying to keep my shit quick.
Oh, that's right. You ain't getting none at home. You need a little extra energy. Go ahead, burn it off, baby. Hey, we got anything for us, Abe?
Sanchez says that the air conditioning contract went to Manuel Arona of Key Biscayne. He's working out of his house this week. That's a number.
Waiting outside a house.
He's not answering. I guess we should just leave. What, make a trip all the way down here to high society for nothing? No, man, that's what they got windows for. We can peek in.
Oh, yeah, that should be okay.
Mike kicks the door open.
Oh, I tripped. The handle just opened for you. Right after I tripped, it just opened. Well, I guess they want us to come in.
Take a peek.
Hello?
We're your new neighbor.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
Oh, man, nah, that's too much bass in your voice. That's scared white folks. You got to sound like them. We were wondering if we can borrow some brown sugar.
They sniff the air.
You fought?
No, man. Dead guy.
Taking out their guns, they find a bloody body lying face up on a desk.
Looks like somebody's home.
Disgusted by the smell, they holster their weapons.
Okay, let me take a stab at this one. He sells the ventilation plans to the bad guys. He gets rich, but he gets dead.
You're right on that one. I'm gonna go call homicide.
Whoa, hey. Why do you act like this every time we're around a dead body?
It's cool, I just...
Please, look around.
The smell and the fume, it's just unexpected, that's all.
As Marcus examines some papers on the floor, Mike removes a notebook from the victim's pocket.
Oh, it looks like our buddy Arona was a bit of a gambler. Got a dog track, highlight. Probably needed the money to pay off his debts.
Bookie.
Whoops.
Damn, man. Watch where you swinging a dead leg.
My bad.
Damn this. I'm calling homicide.
I'm a narcotics cop.
Dead bodies. Dead ends.
Mike removes a sheet of paper from beneath Arona's hand.
Maggots. Man, look.
What's wrong with you, man?
Trying to control his gagging, Marcus steps slowly from the room.
Hey, what do you say we grab a couple burritos?
You know, you drive almost slow enough to drive Miss Daisy. Hey, man, the transaction is done. Like, we got shit, so it's over.
Relax, man. We got it before. We'll get it again.
Yeah, you got it all figured out, don't you?
Oh, you got to have faith, player.
Let me tell you something, all right? About time we figured out how it'll be out of job. No, scratch that. Everybody in the damn unit will be out of a job. Oh, but don't worry. They tend to think Mike Lowry gonna be all right. Especially since they think you some rich kid playing cop. Look, man, I ain't got no trust fund. Okay, see, for me, no job, no check. That's like all the other guys in the unit. At least most of us.
So I'm playing cop now. Bro, just a game. I'm just joking around.
You always wanted to be Starsky or Hutch.
You know what, man? I'm so sick of this bullshit.
I do.
Yeah, cool. You're my partner. Shut up. Shut up, man. Slow-ass driver.
My wife know I ain't no bitch. Yeah. I'm a bad boy.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
Shelly, only models and that's all. Max just dropped by. I gotta go. Bye. What's this that you want me to call around looking for the newly rich?
Are there any new guys partying a lot, spending a lot of money?
Actually, this guy called me this morning, desperate, every 2 hours, looking for new girls in town. Are you available this afternoon? It'll be a quick $2,000.
I've got plans with Julie.
She's your roommate, right?
Yeah.
So bring her. She's cute. She's sexy. Go on.
She's not a working girl, Lois.
Doesn't matter. This guy's on speedballs. He's probably so messed up he can't even get it up.
Well, all right. Maybe we'll go check it out. Could be the party I'm looking for.
Party at the Biltmore.
Yeah, that'll really rock. Okay, Julie, I owe you one.
Forget about it. I'll just deduct it from the hundreds of favors I already owe you.
Am I turning into the guest that won't leave? No, I like having you live with me.
I'm an out-of-work photographer who doesn't know how to cook. I mean, not a big upside for you there.
Oh, come on.
So, what incredibly hip individual inspired this little visit to the Biltmore?
It's a favor for Mike Lowry.
Oh, right, the cop who I think you're just maybe a little bit in love with.
Well, maybe I am, but we're just friends. And if I were ever in trouble, he's the only person I would call.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. I think I've heard this before.
Hello?
Hi.
You must be Max.
Welcome, I'm Eddie. To the Al Capone suite.
So I guess we're a little early.
Oh, this is my friend Julie.
Julie.
Hi.
You like Al Capone, don't
you? I hadn't really thought about it much.
I'm not kidding about this being Capone's.
He had the place rid with secret passageways.
10 minutes, we're out of here. 5. Julie, one drink.
Hey, what's the whispering about?
1 second.
Eddie here.
Just girl chat. Where's the bathroom?
Upstairs on your right. Watch your step. Come. Sit.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself, relax. Eddie got some favors to play with.
Yes, Eddie does.
I should have told you sooner about Eddie's private party.
Well, now it's a surprise party.
Eddie looks surprised when he's joined by 4 other gang members.
Okay, Max. I think we've been here about 5 minutes too long.
The leader stands close to Eddie.
I see you treat yourself well, Eddie.
Yeah.
I needed to blow off a little steam after the move, you know, so a little party with a couple friends, you know it is, that's all.
I was gonna invite you guys.
Invite? Looks like I'm catering this. I was looking for my 2 keys of dope, and now I know where they are.
Yours, man. It's our score.
And the girl?
Nobody. Just entertainment.
Hi. I'm Max.
Nice to meet you, Max. I like a woman who takes pride in her appearance. Don't you?
Yeah, I hate when a bitch lets herself slide.
You look like a model in that dress. Will you model for me, Max?
Julie catches sight of proceedings through a recess window.
Oh, great. It's the gun squad.
Teary-eyed, Maxie spins with her hands on her hips as the leader holds a cushion in front of a handgun. He shoots and Maxie falls straight through a glass coffee table. Julie's horrified, then Eddie's shot in the leg.
You were a cop for so long, you should know hookers talk. You couldn't wait 4 more days until I made the deal.
I can't work with that kind of stupidity!
Stupidity? I got you connected inside!
I brought you my family. Eddie,
It's my family now.
Hey, who's the friends?
What are you guys doing?
You pissed them off.
Eddie's shot dead.
You use a smaller gun, you got blood on me again.
Hey, somebody's up there, upstairs.
Go, go, go. Get her! Move, Fergie!
Chase Julie up some stairs. She runs out onto a roof. Fouché's gunmen pursue her as she scrabbles out along a section of sloping tiles. Julie sees a swimming pool far below. Bullets hit the wall beside her as she leaps. She plunges downwards and hits the water with a huge splash.
I got it. Bullshit, I got it. No, I got it. What do you know about shooting? Can't believe she made it. Jesus.
You serious?
She jumped.
Find out who she worked for and find out where she lives.
Time, Lowry, Barnett, come here. Hey, look at this. You see this guy? He's dead, right? Yeah. You look familiar?
Eddie Dominguez, the ex-cop.
2 points for you. And there's some of our high-grade heroin over there.
Looks like we got two shades of lipstick over here, gentlemen. Seems to me somebody's missing from the party.
All right, listen to me. Your only function in life right now is to find that person. You find her. It's the only good lead we got all day. You find her.
Look, man, I'm gonna check all calls to the room.
Marcus crouches down to examine the other body and is taken aback when he sees who it is.
Hey, what you got over there, partner?
Mike looks down on Maxie's lifeless face. Marcus puts a comforting hand on his shoulder. Captain Howard.
You knew the girl, huh?
The captain heads off, and Marcus walks over to join a distant-looking Mike who's leaning against a police car.
Look, man. All right, we get the witness, and we damn sure gonna get the fools who did this.
Yeah, listen, why don't you see if you can catch a ride with Howard, all right?
Whoa, where you going?
8 calls were made to Lois Fields. That's who Max used to work for, so I'm gonna go check it out.
All right, well, I'll come with you.
Nah, I'm all right. Why don't we just catch up later, all right?
You okay?
I'm cool.
Lois, Maxie's madam, is sitting on a bed speaking on the phone.
Hello? 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 Shit.
A shadowy figure with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, babe. Look, babe, I know quality time was my idea.
Don't talk to me about quality time.
Hold on, babe. Look here. I need a full file on Eddie Dominguez. Hold on.
Marcus,
baby.
I got on the red one.
You have on the red one? The one with the snaps? Why couldn't you wait till I get...
You're never home, baby.
Therese, hold on.
All his files are blocked.
Hey, I don't give a damn about his personal files. The man's dead. Unblock it.
Screw you, that's illegal.
No, screw you. Fucking...
Marcus, are you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to... No, it's a term you use, baby. Screw you is a cop term.
You ain't screwing nothing.
Therese. God damn it.
Where's Larry?
I just paged him. He's following up this Lois Fields lead.
The madam?
A bloody hand is turning a tap on as Mike appears at the door of the darkened apartment. Peering into the gloom, he speaks into a radio mic.
21-2, request backup 614 Reach Road.
One of Fouché's henchmen is skulking in the shadows. As Mike steps in through the door holding up a torch, the man pulls a stocking over his head. Discovering Lois lying face down with a pool of blood underneath her head, Mike's suddenly thrown through a set of glass doors.
Don't mess with us.
The man runs off.
That might be him. Yeah, Lowry's desk.
I need to talk to Detective Mike Lowry.
This is Captain Howard. Can I help you?
You can get me, Detective Lowry.
Look, this is not another paternity case, is it?
No, it's another murder case, you twerp.
You're not talking about the murder case at the Biltmore Hotel tonight, are you?
Listen, I've just seen my best friend get murdered. And I'll only talk to Mike Lowry.
Why only Mike Lowry? I have a detective here.
None of your business, all right? Either I talk to Lowry or I'm gonna blow down.
Mike! Mike, phone! Telephone, Mike! He's coming. He's coming right now. Hold on, please. Hold on. Talk to her.
Cam, I ain't got time for these games.
Talk to her. This is the witness, the girl at the hotel. Yeah, Harry, he just got out of the John. Hold on. Talk to her now. If you don't talk to her now, she's gonna walk.
Captain, I can't be no Mike, man.
Just talk to her now. She's gonna walk out. This is our witness.
Calm down.
Marcus reluctantly puts the phone to his ear.
Hello? It's Mike Lowry.
He doesn't talk that way. Talk like him, like him. Try to talk sexy.
Come on, come on.
You don't
come
sound
on.
Sexy enough.
Cat. Damn.
You don't know me. My name's Julie Mott. And I was Max Logan's best friend.
Okay, whoa, calm down, calm down. Now talk to me now.
Howard's whispering advice.
Yeah.
And she said if she ever needed anything, I need your help.
Give me the address. All right. Okay. It's going to be all right. Hey, Mike's to the rescue. I'm on the way. All right.
Let's see if I can find Lowry.
Hey, I can't go.
Look, you got to go. Go.
Get Mike down here, man. Handle this.
Get to this address now. Get out of the chair.
I'll wait till Mike.
You won't see your wife for a month. Get out of the chair.
Marcus gets up and grabs his coat. It's night, and the Miami seafront is aglow with neon lights. Marcus pulls up outside Julie's building. Julie's waiting by her front door with a baseball bat.
Mike Lowry. No, easy. Mike Lowry.
Marcus takes off his wedding ring.
Who's there?
Mike Lowry.
Well, how do I know it's Mike Lowry?
'Cause I'm Mike Lowry. Okay, now we ain't got much time.
Hold your badge up to the people. I'm not letting you in until you do.
He holds up his badge. Letting him in, Julie waits for him to step inside, then takes a swing at him.
No way. Not Mike
Lowry! What you mean I ain't Mike Lowry? You never even met him!
The way Max described you is different!
I'm undercover!
Prove it!
Okay, look, I knew Max from way back, okay? I helped a brother get out of jail!
Yeah, so?
I was cool like that from time to time. We get together, a little bump and grind.
Wrong.
He grabs the bat.
You want to go at this? Fine! You don't want to believe me? You go at this shit alone! Oh! I forgot! The bad guys probably know where you live, which means they're coming for your ass. Good luck!
He goes to leave.
I saw the whole thing. I watched him shoot her like she was nothing. Please shut the door.
He walks towards her.
Look, lady, you ain't got no more bats, golf clubs, or anything like that you can swing at me, do you? I knew Max, okay? I care about Max also. I'm just here to help you.
You're not what I expected.
Yeah, well, I ain't expect to walk into Yankee Stadium either. Okay, now, we got to get out of here, okay? Let's go.
I gotta get my car.
Come here, Dookie. Lookie, Dookie, whatever. Look, you got a back door?
Where are we going? Dude, come here, Dookie.
Protective custody.
I'm only dealing with you. There was a cop that threw that little party back at the Biltmore.
Former cop, okay? We got rid of him a long time ago.
Luke, come on.
Okay, now listen, lady. If you want to live, you ain't got no choice. You got to trust me.
A shot blows a hole through Julie's front door. Marcus grabs her by the wrist and drags her across the apartment. three of Fouché's men burst in, taking pot shots at them. Run! Back! Move! Arthur opens fire, gunning one of the men back. Julie's lost control of one of the dogs. Fire escape.
Come on, move your ass. Let's go.
Rushing outside and spotting Marcus and Julie running past a bar, one of the gunmen shoots indiscriminately in their direction. Marcus fires off a few shots in response.
Get in the car! Damn!
Marcus gets behind the wheel. As they speed off, the gunman clocks the license plate.
How do you miss him?
This is your goddamn getaway car? We're not gonna get away from anything in this. What is this, a goddamn family station wagon? Oh my god, you got a baby seat in the back. You got a baby seat in the back.
It's an undercover car, okay? Undercover. Shit. I know they gotta look at my license plate. Were those the guys who shot Max?
What guys? All I saw were bullets. You tell me what they look like.
I don't know. I was too busy trying to keep a bullet out your ass. Look, Julie, I'm gonna need you to look through some mugshots until you can identify Max's shooter.
Yeah, well, where are we gonna do that?
Protective custody.
No way! I told you, I am not going into protective custody.
Look, lady, I'm not playing, okay? You're really pissing me off. Now I'll book your narrow ass.
Oh, yeah? And I'll develop amnesia. I suddenly feel a little case of it coming on right now.
Fine, lady. Where would you feel safe?
You wanna do protective custody? All right, we'll do in-home protective custody. Your home, at your place, all right? I can handle going to your place.
Yeah, my place is... No, hey! My place is shit. Mike Lowry place, you right? Now that's the best idea you came up with tonight. Yeah, my place.
Mike's building.
Wait here.
Marcus walks over to the reception desk.
Detective Burnett, how are you? Long time no see.
I'm cool.
Mr. Lowry, he's not here. He's out.
I know. He said I can use his place tonight.
Oh, really? He didn't mention it to me.
He looks at Julie.
Who's the chick? How's your wife?
Fine. She's fine.
And your kids? They're good? Because family's the most important thing, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, Mr. Lowry told me that you got a real baby factory going on over there at your house. Isn't that true?
Here you go. That ain't enough. I'm gonna run you in for extortion.
You know, I'm so stupid sometimes.
Yeah, are you?
Now that you mention it, Mr. Lowry did mention something about you coming by tonight.
What did he say? Did he say he had a key?
Mm-hmm. Hang out.
Hang out?
Here you go.
That's it?
Yeah. Just you're hurting me.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Have fun.
It's not like that.
Sure.
It's not like that.
Marcus and Julie step into Mike's apartment.
Yeah, come on. Watch your step up through here. Damn, I must have left some incense burning. Welcome to Casa de Lowry. This is kind of... I'm always moving my switches. See, I'm always decorating, so sometimes I just don't know where shit is. Damn! Shit! Why am I tripping on shit I know is there? See, you found a light switch. I should have known it was there since I decorated the place. Ignore this. It's one of my freaks, Yvette. You know, just always calling. Got to have it. Don't call here no more now, freak. It's one of my freaks.
All this on a cop salary?
It's honest money. I'm a second-generation rich kid.
So if you're not in it for the paycheck, what are you, some kind of action junkie?
Yeah, is that what you want to call it? I don't mind bats swung at my head, bullets damn near grazing my ass. Gives me a rush. Look, let me give you a broad stroke of the place. I got some T-bones in the fridge for Luke and Dookie, you know, some... Sorry, your fridge is this way. But I confuse my own shit.
Wait a minute. I mean, are you gonna leave me here alone?
Yeah, I gotta get back to the PD. These are Miami's peak crime hours, you know.
Apparently. You know, they said that this deal was going down in 4 days, and I'm, you know, obviously seem to be kind of a major glitch. And
hey, you ain't with the bad guys now. You with the cops. With the Mike Lowry. You with the cops, okay? Right, everything's gonna be all right. Trust me. Hey,
I'll be back.
I know that's no time to joke, but remember in the movie when... All right.
Thanks for everything, Mike.
I'm gonna go.
Marcus heads downstairs.
Chet.
Whoa, that was good. Hey, you're one of those guys, huh? In and out.
It's not like that, Chet, okay? The girl, she's a witness.
Right.
I need you to keep an eye out.
No problem.
All right, now listen to me. Hear me.
Me?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. The moment Larry gets in, you have him call me at home.
Okay.
At my home.
Call you at home.
Use this phone. Do not let him go upstairs.
Wait, don't let him upstairs? But he lives here. I don't want to argue with Mr. Lowry. I could lose my job.
Chet, trust me on this, okay?
Okay. Call you from here.
From here.
Don't let him up.
Don't let him up.
No problem.
Important witness.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got a better idea. I'm getting off in like 2 hours. If you want, I could go upstairs and watch the door. You know, like the cops do in the movies. They sit
Chet.
On a stool. You know, I got a magazine and everything. And I don't let anybody in or out type of thing.
Chet.
You know? I mean, seriously, because, you know, all kidding aside, I want to help.
You're helping. Do that from here. Can you do it from here?
Yeah, I could do it from here.
Oh, fine. That helps.
Okay.
From here, okay?
All right. It's funny that you asked me because, you know, I was going to be a cop. Yeah, I took the test and everything. You know, just didn't work out. Politics.
Yeah, I know. You're my deputy.
I'm your deputy.
From here.
Great.
Watch out for everything.
You got it. Take care, Chief. I'm a deputy.
Don't honey baby me. You smell like perfume.
It was...
And you don't even have your wedding ring on.
Damn. Nah, I went undercover. And so it required the taking off of the ring. That's all for a second. But I got the ring. Look, I just put my hand in my pocket because that's where it was. And it's right back on, baby. Can I get a pillow? Well, if it isn't a guy who doesn't return phone calls. You mind telling me where the hell you've been the last 12 hours? Huh? I've been paging you all night. We got a situation here that I think you need to know about.
Look, Marcus. I got a dead madam, I got a concussion, and I got a real bad headache.
You got a headache? Well, let me tell you what I did last night. I had to sleep on my couch. I wake up this morning, I got a Power Ranger stuck up my ass. All right, and while we're discussing my ass, I damn near got it blown off. But guess what the good news is? I got a witness, huh?
Marcus,
and let me tell you about
Marcus,
this witness.
Marcus.
She likes to...
You sound like a nagging wife.
I'm a nag. I'm nagging. You see what happens when you go off without me? You get in the shit.
Please, like, shit don't happen when you're there.
That ain't the point, okay? The point is, if your partner pages you, you might want to get back to your partner. I want to meet the man who whooped your ass. I want to meet who whooped Shaft's ass. That's what I want to meet. Yeah? Look at me, man. Last night, you don't know what I've been through. My wife done kicked me out the house, kicked me out of happy home. But no, you got to go off by yourself. I got this, partner. I got this bullshit.
I am feeling much better, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get his ass. Uh-huh.
Howard's in the gym.
Oh, what did I say? Did you hear what I said? I heard what I said because I was standing there when I said it. I told you to secure a witness, not to shoot up a neighborhood, not to do another dead body. Just get the dope back and do it quietly.
Look, Captain, this whole situation is getting out of control.
You're goddamn right it's getting out of control.
But look, man, I damn near had to pass a pop quiz before she believed I was him.
Going. Shit. Little off.
I haven't killed anybody yet today, Captain.
Hey, do you want me to yell at you? Because I can do that. Let me tell you something. This witness, it's the only good news I got, okay? The only good news. You guys are bad news. So what does that mean? That means if you have to be Mike Lowry, Santa Claus, Etty Hutt, and I don't give a shit, that's what you're gonna be.
Whoa, wait a minute. What the hell is going on in here?
I was like getting them all in before you showed up.
Can somebody talk to me, please? Can I know what's going on?
Cap, these fools could have gotten a look at my license plate last night.
So where's the girl now?
Marcus points at Mike.
His place. What?
You left her by herself?
You left a strange hooker alone in my apartment?
The girl is not a hooker, as far as I know. Gee, I had to stash her somewhere. Her and her dogs, Luke and Dookie.
So you left dogs in my house?
So there's dogs and a hooker in my house. Hey,
man,
listen, how about you just add some chimps, okay? We can have a carnival.
Man, did
can
I just
you respect
say
my stuff,
please?
Hooker? Can you please?
Hey,
you don't respect.
Shut up! For years, Sinclair has been up my ass trying to pin something on me. Well, I'm always taking it for you, right? Do it for me. Now, if we get this witness to ID the shooters, maybe we catch our bad guys. But until then, you are Mike Lowry. You be him. That's what you are. You're him.
Man,
you're him. I don't want to hear it. You're him. And you are you. You be you, but not in front of her. You're him. You're you.
He shoots the basketball, missing once more.
Can we get a timeout here, Cap? What am I, like the designated homeless?
Hey, does it look like I care? Whatever it takes, all right? Whatever it takes. What did she say to you? The shooters are gonna make their drop in 4 days? So we got 4 days.
Cap, what kind of plan is that, man? I can't be shacked up with that woman. I have a family to look after. My wife will kill my ass.
You don't like your job? Quit.
Look, I'll stay at the house with Teresa and the kids and everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you, but no thanks, okay? You wouldn't last 5 minutes with my family.
Please, man. Married life is easy. You only got one woman to satisfy.
Yo, man. We ain't the Cosbys.
Let's go. I got this.
Go.
Mike scores a three-pointer.
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Yeah, and you're gonna be retired like him, too.
I'd have dunked it on your ass.
Cleveland, I have never...
Ooh. Hey, look, woman, okay? Now, I done told you, okay? It's a federal subpoena. What am I gonna do, tell him no?
I don't know what you're gonna tell him, baby. Why can't he go? Why can't you go?
Oh, you know, I wanted to, you know, but Captain Howard said, you know, I'm irresponsible. No, he said loose cannon. That's because I'm shooting in public. Bang, 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 just out of nowhere sometimes.
What? No, man, please. Look, babe, okay? The neighborhood has had a lot of break-ins.
I can handle it. I don't need Mike to handle it.
I know you can handle it, okay? But I'm worrying about me, okay? Mike's gonna stay here with you and the kids. Take care of y'all. Just till I come back, that's all.
Who's gonna pick the kids up from daycare and all that stuff? Mike can't do it.
Are you listening to me, baby? I said, Mike.
Yeah, I read a book that could probably help y'all. I saw it.
Mike, please, man. Can you go down, have a Coke and a smile? Please.
All right. Y'all want something?
Bring Mick, Mike. Baby, you want a Coke?
I'm fine, thank you.
Mike.
Fouché's at his drugs lab.
So explain it to me, Elliot. We've got a problem with our chemistry set?
Well, it's not a chemistry set.
No, it ain't a chemistry set, asshole.
Fouché squares up to Elliot.
So, what is it?
The cutting agent is a highly volatile substance.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not a fucking chemistry teacher, Elliot. So what is the problem?
The problem is that there's too much moisture down here.
Yeah, it's totally...
You shut up!
Okay.
So what else?
It's taking longer to cook than we originally planned, and if we rush it, we're gonna have a lot of drugs that we can't sell.
You're originally fucking planned. With my timetable here. I gave you a deadline. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I understand.
At Mike's.
Julie!
Yeah?
Hi. You dressed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Look, we gotta go through some mugshots, so... Okay. I'm gonna hook into the computer, and we can do this.
Hey, Mike, who's the guy in all the photographs?
Sometimes I don't even look at my shelf and I forgot all the pictures was here. That's my partner. Yeah, that's my partner, Marcus Burnett.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, I can see how it may throw you a little bit. Well, you know what? It's a cop thing. Yeah, these pictures up here for every time he saved my life. And it's the same thing with him. If you go to his place, ain't nothing but pictures of me, Mike Lowry. You know? Because it's like a shrine. It's just a reminder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when I saw it, you know, it was like the whole wall. I thought maybe there were, you know, pictures of your lover.
Of who?
I thought that maybe you were gay.
I was gay. No, baby.
I mean, I didn't mean to offend you. You know, no. It's like okay to be a homosexual, Mike.
No, you're not listening. It's not registering, okay? Believe me. Did you sleep in the bed?
You didn't feel the dents? Yeah, the dents come from all that. That's how it gets down, okay?
Oh, that's sweet.
Gags.
Mugshots.
No.
Marcus is wolfing down a sandwich.
No, thanks. I don't eat flesh.
You what?
That's flesh that you're shoveling into your mouth. You know, that was like a living, breathing creature. You know, it probably had a name.
It's just baloney. My baloney has a first name.
Well, actually, your baloney has about 30 names, you know, because they take, like, odd parts from all different ones, you know, like the leftovers, like the hooves, you know, stomach lining, ears, stuff like that, you know, and they put it into this machine and, like, grind it all up, and then out comes, like, this sheet, you know, that's, like, what you're eating now. Okay.
You know what? I don't eat bologna no more. How about a pickle? Can I eat the pickle?
Well, there's a lot of salt in it, but yeah, it's fine. I mean, it is a vegetable. A
lot of salt in the pickle? Okay, let me rinse it off. There we go. Hmm? How's that?
Keep going.
I don't even taste the salt now.
Julie turns back to the computer.
Go back.
One of Fouché's men appears on the screen.
That's the guy. He was there in the room.
We got a tip they was running some major druggage up in there, something like 50 keys. So we steps to the door.
Boom! Freeze! Miami PD! Get out!
Out of nowhere, this little crazy pimp named Chino punched me in the head with some brass knuckles, right? So I'm like, yo, Chino been running hoes up in there, but your dad'll explain that to you.
Look at it. Your dogs, they're shitting all over my place. Liquid shit.
Well, it doesn't help you going around shellacking it in with furniture polish, you know?
There's a piece right there. Please, get that. That. Fine. It looked like a chip of shit.
Francine, can I please have the parole jacket on Noah Trafficante? Thank you.
You know what, man? I'm getting tired of this witness, man. I want to get back to my life the way it was. I'm tired. Okay, I got married so I can stop lying.
You know what? I cannot believe you complaining. You got it easy compared to me living in that zoo you call home.
Why you got to call my place a zoo?
Now you
I'm tired of you talking that stuff, man.
Fight me.
I'm saying, no, call my place no zoo, man.
Francine, please. Yo, that's my silk shirt, man.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I figured since I'm going to be like Mike, I might as well dress like Mike, you know. I mean, I want to be like Mike. Pow, huh?
You're sick. So, see, something is wrong with you. Yeah. You have a problem, and you should have yourself checked.
Yeah, well, probably.
Here's the file. He works at Club
Hell. Thank you. Can you take care of this, please? I gotta call the wife.
Whose wife?
Can you please do some work? One time today, just do something.
Man, I'm gonna
do something that helps this case.
What?
You're real handsome today, Marcus.
No, see, it's not that kind of day, okay? Leave me the fuck alone. Seriously, all right?
What's up, Ed? PMS?
No, damn the jokes.
Yeah.
Damn them. Bring it, okay? Hey. I ain't the mood.
Yeah, that's cool. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Never mind. How things going with the kids?
They're fine, okay.
How's that potty training thing going? You are so silly. Nah, it'll be 10:30, 11 o'clock when I get in. Nah, don't wait up. I'll be out.
Mike realizes Marcus is listening.
So, yeah, why don't you rent a movie or something? You know, something we can kick back to. So what you wearing?
Man, give me the phone, baby!
She hung up a long time ago. I was playing.
Hello?
I was playing.
Hey, man. Why, don't play like that, okay?
Absolutely.
That's my family, man. Don't break up a happy home.
All right, stop wearing my clothes, man.
I cannot believe this.
Come on, Francine. This Eddie Dominguez file cannot be that hard to get into.
I've tried three times. I just can't get in. Besides, you know, this is illegal.
Well, yeah, that never stopped you before. Just let me know if you get anything, all right?
Anything for you, but I can't get in. I tried.
Later, Mike steps into his apartment building with Marcus in tow. Chet looks up from behind his reception desk.
out, Chet.
Hey, Mr. Lowry.
Chet.
Hey, Mr. Lowry. Okay. The Lowry brothers.
So let's just get down to Club Hell and pick up Noah.
Julie, it's me.
What's up? You're supposed to be getting us into this Eddie Dominguez file.
Hey, look, it's going to be a day or two before I can get Fletcher.
We don't have no day or two.
Yeah, look, I'm not the computer whiz. Right, it's going to take a while before we can hack the computer.
You're not taking care of shit.
Mike, listen, I was thinking about something that... Hey. You must be...
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus, I'm Marcus.
That's right.
Marcus, right? I'm Julie.
Julie?
Julie, yeah. Hi.
All right. So, nice to meet you.
You too. I recognize you from... Every one of the photographs.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's my man, you know, so we...
On the wall. Yeah, that was on the wall.
Yeah. Well, you must be very good.
I'm sorry.
As a partner, getting what your job, what you do. What time are we doing this thing tonight?
Excuse me?
Mike said that we were going to a club.
Yeah, well, we, as in me and my partner. You wanted home protective custody. You at my house.
Oh, that's just great. So I'll just stay here again with Chet the mini moron doorman to protect me?
Chet is very good.
Oh, I'm sorry. That looks like a stain on your rug. Damn.
That was my baby, Luke. He gets kind of nervous in new surroundings.
And just shits, huh?
Yeah, well, it's sort of, you know, it's like marking his territory, yeah. Sort of a male thing. I offered to pay Mike for the cleaning, and he wouldn't hear of it.
Oh,
because I'm going to get rid of
him. Oh, yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, I was going to throw that out anyway. You know, I just want a new look.
Mike, he's a special guy. Boy, that Mike is special. That's why I call him Special Mike. It's funny. You got like how you can just laugh at that. That's why I love him. Now, me, woo, I'd be pissed. Oh, and look at this cute little dog on the couch.
That's Luke.
Oh, look how he just crawls around on the leather and everything.
You want to meet Duke? He's in the bed. He's been feeling sort of upset and having diarrhea and throwing up all morning. Oh, baby.
Well, let's go see if little Duke is going to be okay, shall we?
A half-naked woman creeps into the apartment and slips off her coat.
Me and you. Me and you.
Oh, Mike.
Lady, who are you?
Who the hell are you?
Look, you got to lay down.
Hey, get your hands off me!
Hey, lady, don't push me!
Hey, I'm your vet.
Okay, well, you're not the vet.
Hands off me! What are you doing?
Get out of here, all right? Now, if you don't stop stalking me, I'm gonna arrest your ass. Lady! And I'm telling you, old psycho, the woman's into some weird shit. What is going on out here? That was crazy Yvette stalking me.
Yvette? God, she was coming. You threw Yvette out?
Mike rushes to the door, then trudges back.
Yvette is a masseuse. Hmm?
Mike smiles at Julie.
She massages shit.
She told me.
Hey, listen, are there any other, you know, totally hysterical, half-naked women popping by tonight that I should know about?
She was naked?
Titties were out a little bit.
You threw Yvette out naked?
Okay.
You're something. Okay, it's my wife would hate. She hates womanizers. I don't believe you. You see, you something wrong with you.
No, Mike. I'm just not kidding.
You don't respect other people's shit. That's your problem. I've been telling you that for years. See, ever since we started, you always have your trash all over you. You don't respect
enough. Please. Me and my partner, we're gonna go to Club Hell so we can bust this fool Noah. Does anybody have a problem with that?
Fine.
Don't blow the cage.
Loaded with steel drums, is parked outside Club Hell.
Okay, Frank, here's the deal, okay? You stay put. Anybody tells you to move, don't. I don't care what they say, tell them you're making a delivery for Mr. Fouché, okay? You got it? You got it? Frank? Frank? It's ether! It'll explode! You dope! Don't even breathe, you knucklehead!
In Mike's apartment, Julie picks up a gun and points it at the mugshot of Fouché's henchman. Julie stares at the mugshot of Noah on the computer screen and remembers the shooting. She picks up her bag and walks off. Marcus and Mike are outside Club Hell.
trigger Larry. We got 2 days left. Let's try to do this right. No gunshots, no dead bodies. I'm not trying to lose my job on this one.
Well, you know, if I recall correctly, the last couple dead bad guys belong to you.
And next time you have to kill them, why don't you do it after you get the information that we need? That's just a suggestion. What do you think?
Please. You ain't even trying to compare body counts. Well, should I keep going all day? I'm out.
This guy Noah's parole jacket says he works in there. We're standing out front arguing like a couple of schoolgirls. What do you say we put an end to all this bickering, huh? Because you're starting to get on my goddamn nerves.
Inside, Fouché's men are enjoying themselves in a VIP area. Marcus and Mike make their way across the packed dance floor. Writhing, leather-clad podium dancers grab Mike's attention.
Look at you. Can you stay focused?
What are you talking about? I'm focused.
Yeah, focused on all this scattered ass around here.
Then just split up, check around. I'll meet you at the bar in 10 minutes.
Fine.
One of the henchmen has spotted the pair.
Holy shit, what the hell is he doing?
Oh, man, that's the cop!
There he is!
See him?
That's him!
I'm going!
In the restroom, Marcus uses one of the urinals.
Sup?
Woo!
Budweiser. Feel like I had a million of them.
In the mirror, he spots the reflection of one of the henchmen.
What's up?
The man behind Marcus puts a plastic bag over his head. He kicks away the first heavy, then smashes the second over the head with a hand dryer. He peels the bag off his head and gasps for air. Suddenly, he's attacked from behind again, but Mike is too interested in the females to notice. Marcus is picked up and smashed through a glass aquarium. Fouché's henchman's gun misfires. Marcus hits him in the face.
Next time, learn how to work the safety with your punk ass.
I'll be back.
Julie's arrived at the club. Mike goes over to Marcus.
Who done tore off and whooped your ass now?
This ain't the time. This really ain't the fucking time.
Look, they know. Let's get Noah and get out of here.
They make their way across the dance floor. Noah spots Julie from the window of the VIP area.
Hey, chick.
No, the chick!
Girl,
right? The bitch on the rooftop!
As Fouché glares down from the window, Julie locks eyes with him. She reaches into her bag and pulls out a small pistol. She raises it and aims at the window.
Julie!
Marcus pushes the gun away and she fires off target. He drags her outside as the clubbers panic and race towards the exit. Fouché's heavies move after them.
The truck! Come on, let's take the truck! There! Right there!
Go!
Move! We're really in a hurry. Go, let's go!
You're cuffed! Why are we running away? He's in there!
Here, go!
Mike, Marcus, and Julie speed off in the truck that's full of explosives.
Oh, this is good. Noah's chasing us.
What was that? Huh? What was that?
That was, I don't know. But I had a perfectly good shot at him and your friend Action Jackson over here in the...
Oh, please. No. This is official police business. You had no business in there. And can you please drive this thing?
Don't drive.
Don't bring it here, all right? You don't want to pick up slow-ass ice cream truck. What am I smelling?
Just drive!
What am I smelling?
Ether. Extremely flammable ether. Oh, shit.
Damn. Oh, you the man. Oh, you the fucking man tonight. How you gonna pick an ice cream truck? That's a damn bomb.
This is protective custody?
Yes!
Mike fires back a couple of rounds, a truck speeding towards them.
Oh, shit!
Marcus turns the van out of the way at the last moment, and they speed towards a closed bridge, with Fouché's men in hot pursuit. Mike opens the back door of the van and tosses out several barrels of ether.
Take this shit!
Yo, we're coming to a dead end! There's no more room!
He shoots the barrel, forcing the pursuing car off the road. Marcus stops the car just before the end of the road. The Heavy's car explodes in a huge fireball.
Well, should I add this to your body count? It goes only lead to the dope. And to some bitch.
The dope? The dope? What are you talking about? How about there goes our only lead to Max's killer? I mean, he's still out there. Oh, but I mean, that's not really important because it's not like it's your job to protect people. Holy shit.
See what I'm saying? She's crazy.
I'm crazy!
A news chopper films an argument.
Marcus, you're gone.
Oh, you done,
what is wrong with you? Stop.
She done
Marcus.
Zoom,
this is the witness.
She done Zoom. She's, that's it.
You deal with her.
No way.
Listen, yes, okay, you're right. This whole thing started because of missing drugs. But let me tell you something, there's nothing, absolutely nothing more important to Mike than doing this guy that killed Max. I know sometimes he has a hard time expressing his real feelings. So come on, it's gonna be all right, okay? We need you.
Part of the team.
I thought he was supposed to be the smooth one.
This has not been a good day.
Damn right, this is bullshit. We got 2 days to find these fools, and we got no leads because you cooked Noah's ass back on the freeway.
Shampoo?
No. Dad?
Well, let's just do that.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
A convenience store.
Julie, it don't take that long to get shampoo. Come on, please, let's go.
Look at this. Animal tested. Do you know how many chemicals are in this stuff?
Hey, I don't care if you go bald. Just get it and let's go.
Jojo.
He is a chemist.
It's entirely too much heroin and too much ether for just nobody to know nothing.
What is he talking about?
Well, you know the barrels of ether that blew up on the ice cream truck? They were going to use that to process the heroin.
Yeah, they do that to cut it. That, like, quadruples the value.
Yeah, you can't just stick it in the microwave. I think you're onto something. Look, let's just pay for this, all right?
Hey, how much is that?
$14.25.
Damn. Now, you know what? I must have left my wallet somewhere.
Freeze, mother bitches!
Don't you move.
I'm not understanding. I really don't.
Shut up!
I mean, do you just attract violent people?
Fuck. Take it easy, hey. All right? We are police officers.
We're not police officers. I'm not stupid. I know.
What? What are you?
I've seen police.
I'm gonna reach for my badge, okay?
Badges? Do you want badges, mother bitch? I give you badges. Here, 99 cents each.
Uh-huh. I sell you something.
He got 8 fucking badges. I told you this cop thing don't work.
I blow you. Then I blow you.
Blow me? What the fuck now?
I killed before. I kill again.
Please.
I'm gonna blow
on.
You. Hold on.
Do you see the fucking emotion I'm going through right now? Hey. That means this shit is serious, okay?
Hey, you got something on your chest?
I got something. That's why the fuck
do
I'm
you want
something?
Blow.
The guy's got a cannon.
What do you want?
Do you want some?
I won't. You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
I'm gone.
Wait. Hey, freeze, bitch!
You freeze, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Later at Mike's apartment.
Hell of a night. I'm going to bed.
So, make yourself at home. To your bed.
I sit down, you know, for a minute, you know, because I'm guarding shit, you know. I'm watching out for the bad boys, so, you know, I can see things, you know, real well from my peripherals.
You know, for such a stud, Mike Lowry, you sure seem a little rigid about having a girl in your bed.
Who? Me, Mike Lowry? I'm not rigid. I'm comfortable. It's my bed. Why would I be uncomfortable?
I don't know. You know, I think it's more than just wired. I mean, maybe it was all the, you know, guns and stuff. I mean, I've never really shot a gun before, and that's sort of all that, I don't know, steel. And I'm feeling, don't you feel a little funny?
Well, I'm not a comedian, but, you know.
I don't mean like that kind of funny. I mean like funny.
You don't want that. You don't want that. Because when I come, you know, I come with the thunder. And that's,
you sound like you're saving yourself for marriage.
No, that ain't me. That's Marcus. You know what I'm saying? He's a married one.
I got some other. Oh no.
Oh, you go. I done seen it now. You got turn the page.
No.
Turn the page, girl. I done already seen it.
Don't laugh.
No, I cannot believe he wore his afro that big. I forgot all about that.
He look cute like that, I think.
What's Marcus's wife like?
She's like a wife.
Well, I mean, she must be pretty amazing to keep a guy like Marcus.
Keep a guy like what?
Well, you know, I mean, like watching him tonight. I mean, he was very sort of take charge, you know, the way he was sort of throwing guys this way and that. You know, there's something about him. I don't know what it is. You know, he's so smooth, you know. Boy, I bet his wife's enjoying the smoothness right this minute.
You got a quality that women respond to.
Sure. I mean, I can't imagine the kind of woman that wouldn't find Marcus attractive.
Probably couldn't be around him. And you know, like our situation, if two people were alone.
No, not with a guy like that.
Excuse me.
At Marcus's house.
What is wrong with him? Oh, no. This one goes on the bulletin board at work.
Uh-uh. Don't do that. No, come on, Mike. Put it back in.
Marcus speeds home in Mike's car, bringing Julie with him. He handcuffs her to the wheel.
Got some jewelry. I'm sorry, but damn that.
Whoa, I think we need to address a serious lack of trust in this relationship.
Please.
Is this even legal? I don't think this is legal.
I won't be long. Always legal. Out of sight.
Yeah, Sanchez, Lowry. Yeah, your mother, listen. I think these guys are about to make a move. Blue convertible, two visible occupants. Check it out, all right?
Hey, here we go.
Is that our guy?
That's him.
Where's the girl?
I don't see any girl. There's no girl.
No.
Marcus moves stealthily towards his own house.
Fucking ass dogs.
What in the world? Very strange.
His ass upstairs. Supposed to be my boy.
Like ducking and weaving up and down.
Look at this shit. This is what you want? Got me climbing like a chimp. No, but I ain't going out like that. Don't take nobody that goddamn long to get in the bed. Got my babies in the house. And a man can't get no quality time. But oh yeah, my partner can get some quality time, so I don't play that shit.
Marcus falls from a ledge into a pile of overflowing rubbish bins.
Get the kids. I knew it. I didn't have to call a fucking psychic line. I knew it.
Freeze!
Mike tackles Marcus.
Open your dead man!
Motherfucker!
Going right up to his head. They're gonna shoot each other. This is unbelievable.
Miami police, please!
Damn the police!
Marcus, what are you doing?
You're doing Teresa!
No, I'm not doing Teresa!
You're doing my baby!
Marcus, shut
up! We could sneak up and snuff them both right now.
Yeah, but we're supposed to get the girl. Forget that.
Never fuck with a cop's family, asshole.
So shit is making you crazy, man! You know damn well it ain't not going on between me and Teresa. Man, I've been your partner for 6 years, but I've been your boy all my life. For you to even think, for you to even let some dumb shit like that creep up in your mind. This is me, man. What is wrong with you? I'm fine. So get the fuck out of here, man. Where's Julie?
Yo, get in the car, handcuffed to the steering wheel.
Are you trying to blow this whole case?
Yo,
huh?
My bad, man. I ain't had no quality time. Right. You know how that shit is.
Come on, you do dumb shit.
Come on, let's go. That's all that is.
Yo.
My bad, all right?
My bad.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
All right.
These phone calls were made to Club Hell from this precinct. Explain.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Give me a name. Give me a goddamn name!
Okay. All I know is his name.
Give me his name. You're looking at a lot of time, you know that?
Fouché. Fouché, I think.
That's his whole name, Fouché?
Fouché. I'm just an errand boy.
No, stop it, please. You're gonna make me cry.
That's what you are. I swear, watching the house was my first gig.
Oh, how sweet. Does that make you a union?
You know something? If you were a real cop in the field, working every day, you'd realize that sometimes shit happens,
okay?
Oh,
don't give me that crap. You know, you're on your way to being reassigned. Shut down.
You're gonna reassign me, you? You don't have the authority to reassign me. So until you do, stay the hell out of here.
They should just bone and get that shit over with.
I'm getting really tired of this.
You're tired?
Tired. These gondos ain't cutting it no more. They're overfed, they're lazy, we need video surveillance. These gondos are nothing.
Jojo! Oh, don't make this hard, Jojo!
Mike pins Jojo to the wall.
Nice running into you, Jojo.
Always making it hard on yourself, Jojo.
Gee, Julie. What have you been up to the last couple of days? Oh, nothing, just kind of hanging out, handcuffed to steering wheels.
Now, we're looking for someone who can step on a shitload of heroin. Do it real fast, real well. We're looking for a real pro, Jojo.
Well, I told you already, man. I'm in the rubber business now, man.
Jojo, we're not playing, man. Huh?
I'm telling you, man, I'm straight, man. I'm so straight right now, it's sick.
Jojo, it's a lot of dope, man. Who could cut it real quick?
Cut it? You cut it up? I don't know.
What's up, Joe?
What? You pulling a gun on me? You guys are cops. I can't believe this. I should turn you into hard copy.
Put your ass on a TV set.
Yo, what are you doing, man?
I got this.
Jojo, I got 15 bullets in this gun.
Mike!
And I swear, if you don't start talking to him, I'm gonna fill your lying ass full of some hot shit. Now, what's up?
Mike!
He ain't worth it.
Do you want something? I'll bust your ass, too.
So sad. You on your own, Jojo.
What's up, Joe?
I'm gonna tell you like this. You splatter his ass, he's no good to us. I'm not going down for you killing Jojo the time, man.
Okay.
I don't want no brain fragments on me. That shit gets in your clothes and it stinks.
Okay.
Fuck that, Jojo.
Okay, I'll tell you what I know, all right? I don't know everything about everything. I know a little bit about a little bit, okay?
Tell him something, Joe.
It's three guys,
it,
all right? They got a laboratory that...
Man,
No. No, it's two guys.
I think it should be more! Oh, fuck!
No. It's one guy, really. It's only one guy, really. This guy's
been
one
me,
main guy. You got a rich mom and daddy who live out in Coconut Grove.
Where? Tell him again, Jojo. I don't want you to get
I'll tell you where he's at.
You would do that for us, Jojo?
Yeah, I want to help you guys. You just take that gun down. I got the address in the office.
Well, thanks a lot, Jojo. Why don't you go grab that?
Cool.
You can go ahead.
Now.
Yeah, now it's good. Now it's real good, Jojo.
Yeah. This is on me.
Why don't you guys pick out some white walls for yourselves as a little gift from me to you?
You made me think you were going to shoot me for a minute. I was. Man,
when this punk-ass Kim is coming home.
So, this is a stakeout. Not what I imagined. Thought there'd be more conversation.
Sorry, it's not up to your usual high standards.
Is he always like this on a stakeout? Or what is it? Too much caffeine? Not enough sex?
Hey. Ooh, I can't believe she went there on you. You don't know who you talking to? That's Mike Lowry over there. King Ding-a-ling.
Go ahead, why don't you whip it out for a big boy?
Right on your forehead.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
The sun rises. Mike's asleep in the car when a vehicle speeds away from the mansion.
There he is. Yo, let's go, go, let's go. Move.
Come on.
They fire the car. Later, they're watching the movement on a boat moored in the harbor. Fouché's on board.
About time we deal with her bullshit. Every junkie in America be high off our bus.
Can we help you?
Hey, I staked out all night in the back of that jalopy, too. You know, I think I earned a peek.
Hey, this is real cop stuff. Okay, this is not Charlie's Angels.
All right, you can't hurt for her to take a peek.
Oh, it can't hurt to look. Yeah, if they fire a goddamn bullet over here, it'll hurt, won't it?
Fouché looks back at them.
We have guests. Have them followed. Don't do anything, just call me with their location.
Marcus's kids are watching TV.
This high-speed chase ending on a trestle near the River Drive and 34th Street's intersection was captured two nights ago by our 6 Action News team. And while the perpetrator was killed, both police officers involved in the incident seem to escape.
I thought you said Daddy was in Cleveland. Can't be in Cleveland.
The officers didn't like the presence of our cameras.
No, baby, your daddy just wishes he was in Cleveland.
I'm telling you, man, this Fouché, he's a slick one. FBI, DEA, they got nothing on him. But he got to deal with us today.
After Marcus has gone, Julie takes a key from the cupboard he's just removed some ammunition from.
What's that? That's the last time they ever handcuffed me again. That's what that is. Good boy.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am. All visitors must be announced.
Pisses me off.
Lady! Lady!
I guess when you guys get back, this'll all be over, right?
Well, you got that right. And don't worry, though. You'll be set free. Cut loose. And you'll be back to your old life. Oops. No more handcuffs. Get up out of here.
I should be checked. Eat my veggie burger.
Move!
You gotta be.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm here to kill my husband, Marcus Burnett.
And that'd be the tall one or the short one?
The short one.
Thought so.
Chet ringing the... Oh! Bang! Teresa! Let me get your husband.
Marcus, get over here.
Okay. Because I know what it looks like. Did you get my message?
Huh?
Can you, leave me and Mrs. Burnett alone for...
Right.
Y'all met? Baby? I know, so let me...
Marcus, as far as I am concerned, you can keep the wedding ring in your pocket because
you
your new little girlfriend...
Baby. Ooh, shit.
And this Mike will all be very happy living here. Trust me.
Sweetie, it's not even...
No. I saw it on the news.
Come on, that should be having a slant. Baby, it's not even...
No, you're no longer welcome to my house.
Listen, he didn't tell you I was coming in the airport early. Remember I said call and that you was gonna bring me to your place? Hold on. Tell about when I told you, man. You were gonna bring me to your place.
Julie!
All right.
Julie.
I ain't even gonna, you know, nah. We not arguing about this. Okay. I'm raising my... All right, here, baby.
Believe me, we wanted to tell you.
You know what? It really doesn't matter anymore, Marcus. Mike, Kojak, whatever your name is, okay? Aside from the fact, I'll tell you something else. If his wife can find us, I'm a lot better off on my own.
This? I can see how it would look a trip.
Uh-huh.
You see me, I run out, I got a shirt open. You see Mike, he half butt naked. Then you see the white girl. I'm telling you, ain't nobody doing none of that. It's not what it looks like, okay? Hear what I'm saying. Baby, she's a material witness. That's real.
No.
Baby, Teresa, listen, it was order. Baby, listen, it was order.
Can I talk to you? Can you stop so I can talk to you, please?
Damn, enough with the smooth shit, Mike. It's not gonna work anymore.
Fouché and his heavies are in the lobby.
I don't want to hear. I don't care what you say.
As they pull guns, Marcus drags Teresa back into the lift.
Julie, get down! Go!
Julie cowers on the floor as Mike ducks behind a pillar and returns fire. Marcus fires some shots from the lift as Mike leaps behind the reception desk. Fouché picks Julie up by the hair and drags her out.
Get off!
Mike!
He speeds off in a car with her and his henchmen.
911!
Yeah. 911? Yeah, check here.
Go upstairs and take this. Take it!
Don't worry. I'll keep everybody calm until my backup arrives.
I love you, Marcus.
Shit! I forgot to give him the address!
Fouché drives the SUV over a narrow bridge. A dismounted cyclist runs in the other direction and just avoids being hit whilst Mike sprints after them. The SUV clips another car and screeches round a corner. It mounts the curb and knocks over some dustbins. It plows into some stationary cars at a junction and is hit by another vehicle. Fouché drags Julie into a building. Mike charges across the street and follows them into the building. They race through into a large white room where there's a photo shoot taking place. Mike follows them out the back and pushes past some bikini-clad models. Fouché and his men chase through a beauty salon.
It's okay, I'm with the police. It's cool. You look great.
They sprint back out onto the street, knocking a basketball player out of his wheelchair. Fouché bundles Julie into a taxi, and one of the henchmen pushes the driver out onto the road. Marcus sprints towards the taxi and leaps onto the roof just as it falls away. The car speeds forward, knocking into obstacles and swerving from side to side. Marcus tries to grip on, but he's thrown from the roof. The taxi reverses and accelerates towards Marcus, but Mike pulls him away just in time.
Don't ever say I wasn't there for you.
They slowly get to their feet, their bodies dripping with perspiration.
What is it with you guys? How come it always has to be good news, bad news? You know exactly where the dope is, but you lose our only witness. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Hey, Lowry, pick up your phone, will you?
Lowry.
Hi, Mr. Lowry.
I'm keeping your sweet little friend for 4 hours until I make my deal. And I will make my deal.
I just put a bullet in the chemist.
You fuck with my timetable. The other one is for the girl. Okay?
Son of a bitch! Just shot one of his employees. Said if we don't back up, he's gonna kill Julie.
All right, just slow we're gonna. Not now.
I told you to play by the rules.
Don't do this to me now. I am on the verge of solving this case.
You turned South Beach into a war zone. I finally got the authority to shut you down. As of today, you're all reassigned.
This is love. Fucking Bell.
All right, this guy is painting me into a corner. All right, look, he's gonna kill the girl anyway, and we're not gonna let her die. And we're not walking away from this bus. I don't give a shit what she says. So, the deal goes down in 4 hours. That means you guys got 2 hours to find him. It's time to get lucky. Go do what you gotta do.
Look, Fletcher, man, you kind of told us that this thing would move a little quicker than this, man.
Hey, man, it's not that easy, okay? If it was that easy, you guys would be doing it.
Hey, man, work your magic. You say you're a computer whiz.
Man, come on. Hey, man, back up off me, okay? I'm doing an illegal favor for you. Okay, this is what I got put in jail for in the first place. So you back up off me.
Man, you don't sit your lanky ass down. Bottom line, I will knock you the fuck out.
Can you have a seat?
And you please? Said you're gonna get me out of jail.
And I wasn't lying, Fletcher.
Cops are so dumb. Look, it's coming up. Remember, you promised to get me out.
Fletcher. Right there, Eddie Dominguez. There it is. Voila.
Girlfriend. His girlfriend's Francine. Later, they're interviewing her.
It was New Year's Eve, and my ex-boyfriend, Eddie, and this French guy, they took some really horrible pictures of me, and they said that they would put them up on the bulletin board of my kid's school, unless I gave them a lot of narcotics information. But I never gave them you or the girl.
Look, they got the girl. We need to get them now.
Because if we don't, they're gonna kill her. And how do you make contact?
I have their mobile phone number. God. No, I'm sorry. Listen. Mike, I'll make it up to you. I will. I'll do anything you want.
We don't have a lot of time, Miss Grove.
In Fouché's car.
You have such sexy ears, you know that? I want to lick them. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta speak to Romeo?
No, there ain't no Romeo here, asshole. Who are you laughing at?
Now, this cell phone will keep triangulating him no matter where he goes. We'll watch this on this map until he stops.
Sector 234.
The signal's still strong. We still have a lock.
Go now.
Come on, baby.
Thank you.
Lucy was the queen, baby. Think about it.
Sure, Bob was a bimbo. What are you talking about? Deshi was the whole brains behind the whole thing.
How could you say that?
What do you mean, how can I say that?
You take those bongos away from that guy, man, he's nothing.
It's Congo. Don't be so stupid. Because it's Deshi.
Yeah, fellas,
protection.
Yeah.
The fucking pencil squad.
Hey, would you get us assigned to traffic duty?
Well, this is real. We got something for you. Shit could get you killed.
Let's go.
Fouché arrives at a large hangar. The doors are opened for him, and he's met by a mustachioed man in a white suit.
It's Conrad. I'm calling in a favor.
Eastbound towards Northwest 133.
Northeast, keep going northeast.
If I'm wrong about this, you can fire my ass. Now, this is what I need. I need a SWAT team, helicopters. We're calling all cars here, baby. Only I don't know where I need them.
Very nice car you got there.
Oh, yeah. That's my toy. I'm taking it with me for my collection.
And how about the wire transfers?
Two wire transfers to your banks.
Mm-hmm.
Totaling $180 million. And 20 in cash.
A suitcase full of money.
Week.
Can you call integration on that signal?
Mike and Marcus race to the scene.
Yeah, we're on the airfield now.
You know what, I bet you it's up in the old hangar section.
As cargo is loaded onto a plane, Fouché makes a phone call.
Deposit confirmation requested. 90 million Gelders Bank of Zurich.
No easy approach.
Gotta go now.
Not a problem.
What, you got an itch? I'd love to scratch it.
Scratch this, okay?
I'd scratch whatever you want me to, you blue-eyed bitch.
Did you go to college?
Sanchez watches the hangar through a pair of binoculars as Mike takes some flak jackets out of the boot of his car.
Thank you.
You guys sure you want to do
this? Hey, look, let's go! Hey, tuck in your skirt, baby, come on! My shit always works sometimes!
This is the best you can buy. It's been very nice doing business with you.
A truck bursts through the wall of the hangar and crashes into an office.
Oh, shit!
Fouché, it's a setup!
Madre hijo de puta.
Fouché shoots the buyer in the chest.
If I get killed, I'm fucking you up!
Oh, goddammit, goddammit, go, go, go!
Bitch!
Go, goddammit!
Julie's desperately trying to undo her handcuffs. She releases her hands and grips onto the steering wheel.
Okay, okay. Okay.
She speeds forward and dives out of the car just before it crashes into some drums. The ether ignites in a massive explosion. Gunmen sidestep out onto the wing of the aircraft, firing at Marcus and Mike. Marcus rolls out from behind some cover, wielding an automatic rifle. He looks in horror as Fouché strides up behind Julie. He leaps towards her, pulling her out of the way, but Fouché's bullet still hits him in the leg. Mike peers out from behind a metal crate, only to be met with a punch to the face. He hits the heavy back and throws the man against the crate. Marcus leads Julie to cover and fires up at one of Fouché's men. He runs out of ammo.
Your boarding pass!
The other pistol has one bullet left, and he uses it to blow up a stack of ether barrels, sending the man flying across the hangar. Money fills the air, and the green bills start fluttering to the ground. Mike grabs a shotgun and shoots Fergie in the chest, blasting him back into an electrical panel.
What's up?
Fouché makes a dash for the drug buyer sports car that's being held inside the plane. Mike pumps his shotgun and moves stealthily towards him. As the convertible roars off, Mike leaps forward onto the back of the car and grabs Fouché around the neck. Fouché manages to fire his gun at Mike, throwing him from the car. Mike rolls on the ground, clutching his chest. Suddenly, Marcus speeds towards him as an explosion rips through the airplane.
Mike, let's go!
Shit, Mike, get in the car! Just get in the...
Get in! Mike, come on! Let's go, get in!
Get in the car, goddammit!
Get in, it's just gonna blow!
Get up!
Julie pulls Mike into the car. Marcus hits the accelerator and reverses the car at speed out of the hangar, just as it explodes in a huge fireball. They roar motorway.
Oh, shit! Yo, please catch that fucking shot. Me. Shot you, he shot me. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just had a little run-in with your friend Jim Brown over here, but I'm fine.
He steals our shit, kidnaps Julie, shoots at my wife, or we beating him down. We beating him down! Rocket, I just got one question for you, bro. How the hell you gonna leave my ass at a gunfight to go get the car?
You have got to shut up and let him drive, okay?
Marcus weaves in front of a taxiing airplane.
Seemed like that gunshot wound has improved your driving skills. You got the right to remain silent. Anything you say can, will be used against you in a court of law.
Yo, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Get it out the way.
At the end of the runway is a concrete wall with a small gap in it, just wide enough for one car.
Just punch it, man, just punch it, go! This car's faster! This is a faster fucking car! It's gonna be one or the other, baby! It's gonna be him or it's gonna be us! You better fucking win, that's all I know!
Marcus nudges his car into Fouché's, sending it into an uncontrollable skid. The cop's car just squeezes through the narrow gap. Fouché's car plows into the wall at high speed.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive! From now on, that's how you drive!
Fouché clutches his bloody head and opens the door of the car. He slowly gets out of the car and staggers forward. Mike kneels and aims his pistol.
Freeze!
Ain't even worth killing, man.
As Fouché runs away, Mike shoots him in the leg. He looks up to see Mike and Marcus approaching from one direction and a whole squadron of police cars and a helicopter speeding towards him from the other.
Fouché, I bet when your punk ass woke up this morning, you didn't think about 5 o'clock. You have a hole in your leg, did you?
You couldn't kill me, you chicken shit, could you?
Oh, no, I could. You're talking like it's over. I was just pausing. See, I'm starting to get the hang of this whole marksman shit, you know what I mean? That shooting them from 30 yards while they're running away. No, that's not it. Here's where it is, right here. Point blank, up close and personal.
Mike!
That's what I'm talking about.
Mike, step off.
Do it.
Do it! Oh, it's over. He's a joke. A joke.
Mike sees the glint of the gun Fouché's pulling on Marcus's face and shoots him just in time.
I have to tell you, I love you, man.
Yeah, you know you always be getting emotional after gunfights.
It's because I'm glad we survived.
Shit. What are you talking about? I love you too, man. On me looking at me, I said, yeah, I love you. I said that shit.
You my boy, man.
Nah, you like my brother, man.
So what am I?
Oh, man.
Julie, sweetie, you're a little dangerous.
Yeah, so you like a magnet for random gunfire.
But you all right. You cool. You're down.
So, what's next?
Nah, no. See, ain't gonna be no next.
Well, Marcus, Mark, come on, man.
You wanted Mike Lowry? You got him. Right here, that's Mike. Oh, Mike Lowry. I'm going home to my wife to get my quality time.
Marcus, why don't you stop playing, man?
I've been beat 3 times since we've been out here. I'm cool, man. Don't need no help, please. Back up. Back up. Don't need no help.
I don't know why you're going home to your wife. You got shot in your leg. Your dick probably don't even work.
Marcus, do you have the keys for the
Marcus, Mike wanted me to go to this gunfight. Then, well, there was this witness.
My man. Oh, sorry. My man, you let me out of here?
I don't got the keys.
What do you mean you don't have no keys? Why wouldn't you have keys?
What you gonna do?
Mark, I thought you said you loved. Show me love.